Good day. My name is Marie Ellis, Industrial Relations Specialist for the RMI in the Free State and Northern Cape regions. In this podcast, we will place the roles of the following organizations in the retail motor industry into perspective. Firstly, MIPCO, the Motor Industry Bargaining Council. Secondly, employee organizations. And last but not least, trade unions. We often come across employers and employees who have a misconception regarding the roles of MIPCO and other organizations in our industry. In order to avoid confusion, let us discuss the purpose and functions of the key organizations within the motor industry. What is a bargaining council? In general, a bargaining council is a body established for a particular industry, sector and area by, on the one hand, one or more registered employers organization, and on the other hand, by one or more registered trade unions that represent the employers and employees respectively in that specific industry sector. They are collectively referred to as the parties to such a bargaining council. In our retail motor industry, MIPCO is the body that has been established by the parties thereto as the bargaining council for the motor industry. A bargaining council must be registered with the Department of Employment and Labour. Its purpose is to provide a forum for collective bargaining by which settlement on matters of joint interest can be reached through negotiation. The agreed conditions are then applied to employers and employees within that relevant industry. Certain conditions agreed to between the parties may be extended by the bargaining council upon request to the Minister of Employment and Labour in order to ensure that all employers and employees in that industry comply with the same conditions of employment relevant to that sector. Accordingly, MIPCO is responsible to enforce compliance with the conditions that are contained in the MIPCO Collective Main and Administrative Agreements, irrespective of whether such enforcement would be to the benefit of an employer and or an employee. Who are the key employer organizations in our industry? An employer organization represents employers and regulates the employment relationship between their members and employees, including a trade union.
The RMI, as an employer's organization, is the biggest employer party to MIPCO. The RMI represents its membership and their interests at MIPCO, where employment relationships between employer and employee are regulated.
Who are the key trade unions in our industry? A trade union is an organization who represents employees and regulate the employment relationship between employees and employers, including an employer's organization.
As trade unions, NUMSA and MISA are the two employee parties to MIPCO. They represent their membership and their interests at MIPCO, where employment relationships between employer and employees are regulated.
Let us discuss the application of MIPCO versus the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, in short, the BCEA. A collective agreement, for example, the MIPCO Main Collective Agreement, may terminate on a date agreed upon as negotiated between the parties to the collective agreement. Should that be the case, or should a contract of employment not provide otherwise, an employer will resort to the terms and conditions of employment in the BCEA until a new MIPCO Main Collective Agreement has been successfully negotiated between the parties and promulgated by the Minister in the Government Gazette. The BCEA provides basic terms and conditions of employment. It regulates labour practices and sets out the rights and duties of employers and employees. It applies to an employer in our industry should the MIPCO agreement not be enforceable as explained before, as well as where the MIPCO agreement is silent on a provision published in the BCEA. In conclusion, the RMI is an employer party to MIPCO. Therefore, members of the RMI have direct representation to the council, which regulates key issues in the motor industry. Should you have any queries about the topic discussed, please contact your local industrial relations specialist to inquire about our IR seminars addressing the subject matter. Thank you for listening.